Okay, let's get straight to it. You know, I'm always looking for things that genuinely make a difference. Well, I've actually been trying Lean Biome.
Oh, okay.
And honestly, the positive changes I've felt, they've been pretty remarkable.
Interesting.
So today, we're gonna like dig into the science and what other people are saying about it too, based on these sources you shared with us.
Sounds good. It's always good to look at both the research and, real-world feedback.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And hey, right off the bat, because you're tuning in, there's a special discounted price available.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, use the link in the description. Seriously, go check that out right now if you're curious.
Good tip. So, Lean Biome. From a science standpoint, what's particularly interesting is its approach, right?
Yeah.
It's not just like a generic weight loss pill.
Yeah.
It's specifically designed to support your gut
All
health.
right, the gut health angle.
Yeah, with a blend of probiotics and prebiotics. The idea is basically introducing and feeding the good bacteria in your gut. They talk about lean bacteria.
Totally.
Yeah.
And the benefits they claim, like a faster metabolism, maybe absorbing less fat from food, feeling fuller.
Appetite control, yeah.
Those aren't just words on a page for me anymore. I've actually
Oh,
kind of felt those things happening.
that's compelling personal evidence right there.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it also has that Green Select phytosome, the green tea extract, but caffeine-free.
That's right. And that specific form, the phytosome, it's known for being more bioavailable, easily absorbed.
Oh, okay.
And the potential pluses are, boosting metabolism, helping with fat burning, antioxidants, but without making you feel jittery like caffeine can.
Yeah, nobody needs that.
And the formula itself, it's positioned as all natural, vegan, non-GMO, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free,
Oh, yeah.
checks a lot of boxes for people with sensitivities.
That's great. Very accessible.
They call it a triple action formula. So it's targeting gut health, reducing fat storage, and controlling cravings.
And the capsules are designed differently too, right?
Yeah, delayed release. The idea is they get through the stomach acid and release the probiotics further down in the gut where they're needed and fast absorbing.
Okay, so it's really aiming for a foundational shift, not just a temporary thing, supporting the body from the inside.
That seems to be the core concept.
Now, you mentioned the science. The sources talked about some university studies. What did they actually find?
Okay, yeah. So looking at the research presented, there was a study from Oxford Brookes University.
Okay.
They looked specifically at lean biome and food cravings in women who were overweight or obese. Well, they found a couple of interesting things. One, a reduction in how much fat the participants ate.
Huh. Just naturally.
Seems so. And maybe more significantly, they reported having fewer cravings, particularly for sweet foods.
Ooh, fewer sweet cravings.
Yeah.
That's huge for so many people. Definitely resonates with me.
Right. It's a common struggle. And importantly, their digestion, their bowel habits stayed normal. No reported side effects in that regard.
That's really good to know. What else? There's another university.
Yes, the University of Roehampton did a couple of relevant studies mentioned in the sources. One looked at the glycemic response.
Blood sugar levels, right?
Exactly. How it affects blood sugar after you take it. They found Lean Biome has a low glycemic index, 31 specifically.
Which is good. Yeah. Means no big sugar spike.
Precisely. Compared to something like pure dextrose, which spikes blood sugar rapidly, Lean Biome led to a significantly lower, much more stable blood glucose response. No real fluctuations.
How does it manage that?
Well, the thinking is the non-digestible fibers, the prebiotics, essentially they feed your gut microbes without getting absorbed quickly into the bloodstream as sugar.
Ah, makes sense.
Plus, it contains chromium, which is known to help regulate blood glucose levels.
So it's not just about weight loss in isolation. It could also be helping with that whole blood sugar balance picture. Very important.
It seems interconnected, yes. And then there was another study from Roehampton. This one was more comprehensive.
Okay.
It looked at body composition, so fat loss, body shape, and also the diversity of gut bacteria. This was done alongside a calorie-restricted diet.
Right, combining it with dietary changes. What were the results there?
Statistically significant improvements, reductions in, body measurements, improvements in shape and composition.
Wow, okay.
And interestingly, participants also reported statistically significant improvements in their mood.
Mood as well. That's fascinating. Gut-brain axis stuff.
Could be related, yeah. And again, statistically significant reductions in cravings, both savory and sweet this time.
Okay, that craving control theme is really consistent. Like I said, it mirrors my experience.
It really stands out. And perhaps the most scientifically intriguing part, They found a significant increase in gut microbiome diversity.
More types of good bacteria.
Exactly. Specifically, increases in a family called Christensenalaceae, which research often links to leaner body types, and also bacteroids.
And bacteroids is important because...
Well, studies have linked low levels of bacteroids to things like lower VO2 max, basically lower aerobic fitness levels.
Mm-hmm. Interesting connection.
And again, this study also confirmed it supported healthy digestion, healthy bowel habits, no side effects mentioned.
So, pulling that science together... It seems the research suggests lean biome can genuinely help support a leaner body composition, mm-hmm. partly by reducing fat, but also by boosting these beneficial gut bacteria associated with leanness.
That's what the cited human intervention studies indicate, yes. And it helps with healthier eating habits by tackling those sweet cravings, likely through that blood sugar regulation effect we talked about.
This is all clicking into place, mm-hmm. especially hearing the science behind what I think I've been feeling.
Personal experience lining up with research is always validating.
Definitely. And the sources didn't just stop at the lab studies, right? They looked at reviews, real people's experiences.
Correct. WireDaily.com did an analysis of lean biome reviews.
What did they find were the common themes?
A lot of positive feedback came through. Many users felt it was genuinely effective support for their weight loss efforts.
Any specific examples?
Yeah, they mentioned one user, Sandra Lozano, reporting a 20-pound loss in 2 months. She also noted more energy and better sleep.
20 pounds in 2 months is significant. And the energy and sleep, too.
Yes, and improved digestive health was another big one. People reporting less bloating, less constipation, things just feeling, you know, smoother.
I can vouch for that digestive improvement. Definitely felt less bloated.
The appetite suppression and reduced cravings also came up frequently in the positive reviews.
Consistent again?
Mm-hmm. And people appreciated the natural ingredients and reported feeling more energetic overall.
It's really encouraging hearing that my experience with the energy levels and digestion isn't just me, that it's a common thread. What about places like Reddit? Sometimes you get unfiltered opinions there.
Yeah, the sources touched on Reddit discussions too. There were users there also sharing positive results, mentioning boosted metabolism, fat reduction, improved energy, similar themes.
But it's not always universally positive, right?
No, and it's important to acknowledge that. A minority of Reddit users reported not seeing the benefits they hoped for even after several months.
Okay.
And a few mentioned some slight initial stomach discomfort, maybe some mild pain when they first started.
Right, which can happen with probiotics sometimes as your system adjusts.
Exactly. It just highlights that crucial point. Individual results really can vary. Everybody's body chemistry and gut microbiome is unique.
Absolutely. And consulting a doctor before starting anything new is always the smart move.
Always.
Now, there was also a dietitian's perspective mentioned from MarylandReporter.com. That sounded interesting.
Yes, that piece offered a professional viewpoint. The dietitian seemed quite positive about lean biome's approach, focusing on those lean bacteria.
Did they mention the research basis?
They did, noting its formulation was based on Ivy League research, adding a layer of credibility. And they emphasize the wider benefits of balancing the gut microbiome, not just for weight, but for digestion, mood, overall wellness. It's all connected.
It really seems to be. Did the dietitian call out any specific ingredients?
Yes, they highlighted a few. Lactobacillus gasseri, which some studies suggest might help reduce abdominal fat.
Okay, belly fat specifically.
Lactobacillus rhamnosus, often used for diarrhea treatment and general gut strengthening. Inulin, the prebiotic fiber from chicory root, linked to weight management.
The prebiotic food for the probiotics.
Exactly. And they also mention the green select phytosome again, that caffeine-free green tea extract for its potential in weight loss, maybe blood pressure regulation, even brain health.
Wow, green tea extract has quite a range of potential benefits.
It does. The dietitian also listed the other probiotic strains in the proprietary blend, Lactobacillus plantarum, Paracaceae, Fermentum, various bifidobacterium strains like Brave, Longum, Lactis, Bifidum, a diverse mix.
It sounds like a very comprehensive blend.
And that report also mentioned a high average user rating, 4.8 out of 5 stars.
4.8 is impressive.
Very high.
Yeah.
Plus, they highlighted the 180-day money-back guarantee Lean Biome offers.
6 months. That's a really generous guarantee. It makes trying it feel pretty risk-free.
It definitely shows the company has confidence in its product.
That dietitian's breakdown, connecting specific ingredients to potential benefits, really helps understand why it might be working. It's not just magic, there's a rationale.
A clear mechanism of action proposed.
And you know, hearing all this, if you listening are feeling intrigued or maybe see a connection to your own goals, seriously, now's a really good time to pause and click that link in the description. You can get that special discounted pricing on Lean Biome.
Definitely worth checking out if this resonates. And back to the review analysis for a sec. That Wired Daily piece made a good point about sentiment analysis.
How so?
Just that looking at the overall trend in reviews, the general sentiment can genuinely help people make better choices. You see what the majority experience, gauge effectiveness, spot potential issues, maybe even detect fake reviews if something seems off.
Right. It's like crowdsourcing information to get a clearer picture beyond just one or two anecdotes. Understanding the public perception.
Exactly. It adds another layer to making an informed decision. While many reviews are positive, you have to remember experiences differ.
Absolutely crucial. So, okay, let's kind of wrap this up. Summing up our deep dive today, Lean Biome looks like a really promising supplement.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to have solid scientific backing, at least based on the studies presented in our sources, and generally very positive user reviews, especially for supporting gut health and weight management.
The combination of specific probiotics, prebiotics, and that green select phytosome seems key to its approach.
And speaking from my own experience, again, it's been genuinely positive. The energy, the digestion, feeling more balanced, it lines up with what we've discussed.
The evidence we reviewed certainly points towards potential benefits like improved gut diversity, those reduced cravings we kept mentioning, and support for a healthier body composition overall.
So if supporting your gut health and maybe managing your weight is something you're thinking about, based on everything we've looked at and my own experience, I genuinely suggest checking it out. Head over to the link in the description. Do it right now while it's fresh in your mind. Take advantage of that special discounted pricing and just explore Lean Biome further for yourself.
It does make you pause and think, doesn't it? Just how fundamental optimizing your gut health might be for, well, for everything, your overall well-being, your weight goals.
Totally.
Maybe exploring that link isn't just about a supplement, but potentially taking a really positive first step towards those broader health goals, something to consider.